Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. How can I help you?
Hi, Kaylin. Excuse me. My name is Darlene Gould. And, Kaylin, I'm looking at a bill of mine, which the account is closed now, and it's with FedEx for a credit card, and it says nationalqualified.com. Mm-hmm. What company might that be?
Well, we're a call center. We provide public information. We do car reports. I'm sorry. I apologize. Well, third-party customer care service, we answer the phone for different companies. I wouldn't know until I actually had the account pulled up.
Wow. Okay. 1 minute. Let me see. Now, the thing about it, what would the account number look like? Would it be a credit card number?
Well, what's your zip code?
60805.
60805. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Darlene Gould.
Thanks. Okay, spell it out again for me, please.
G-O-U-L-D. Gould.
Oh, Gold. Gotcha. And what was that first name?
Darlene.
Could it be under a different name?
No.
You said G-O-U-L-D?
Yes.
You don't have another name it can be under?
Clifton Gould III, but it's my account, so I don't know why he would be first if it is.
Okay, gotcha. Let's see. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
Sure, it's 8830 South Fairfield Avenue, Evergreen Park, Illinois. Now, Caitlin, you signing under him?
Yes, ma'am, and I do see here he have our digital certificate, online firearms, and the account is canceled. So he did a concealed to carry for a handgun, and he also had an online portal, training portal. It's $19 monthly. It actually is like a video. They show like different training videos, safety, you know, videos on how to use a handgun. But it is canceled.
He did it. He did it. But this is the thing. He ordered that under my name, so I don't know how it's... Maybe it's because... So anyway, Kate.
Yeah, it's showing under his name. Mr. Clifton, that's the name.
Because this is my account. This is who I retired from. And I added him on. That is truly amazing. And I'm wondering, is it only because he ordered that handgun? I mean, that certificate. Because
he has to carry, yes, that's what it was.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
But anyway, this account is closed.
It is. Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. Now I don't know if you have anything to do with this, but you can't even pull me up, though. Maybe I have to call FedEx then. Because my concern, Kaylin, is that because this credit card is canceled because of fraud on it, and I got a new card.
Right.
So I guess because the payment date was due, it didn't register. So I spoke to a lady. That's why I'm asking you if you have any information on this call that I'm talking about now. I spoke to her last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was under the impression she was going to take care of that and transfer the new card to that account since they had that information. But I received a letter, which I don't have on me right now, saying that my account is past due. And
What's that for? What billing is that for?
That's for this credit card. Let me see if I can find that old credit card. I didn't throw it away.
Well, we're actually the company. We're not your credit card.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So you didn't file anything on these charges, correct?
Okay. So, see, I know what that is. That's
gotcha.
Canceled. But is it canceled?
It is canceled, ma'am.
Okay. No more $19 taken out.
No more.
And I'm going to tell you this, he didn't watch one video.
I'm sorry. But
thank you.
I mean, he still have access to the ones that were on there. But, yeah, it is canceled. So, May is when it was canceled, so I won't be charged anymore.
21. Okay. Yeah, May 3rd, 21 was.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
That's it, Caitlin. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, okay?
Likewise. You too.
Bye-bye.